Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Today, we're going to pay a tribute to the Iranian people, those who are suffering under the thumb of oppression, and we are going to make this Iranian rock and roll. So we'll lighten up the show, and we will celebrate Iranian Freedom Day, which is coming soon. And we're going to play the top five Iranian rock and roll songs. Number one is put on your high-heeled sneakers and your red burqa overhead. And number two is Can't Touch This. And number three is Whoomp, There's the Nuke. And number four is Hands Up, Baji. And number five, Heavy Water Everywhere but Not a Drop to Drink. Bartender, a champagne. All of Iran's treasures and assets are being wasted so the mullahs can become a nuclear power. Yet they don't have gasoline refineries in Iran, and they don't have potable water. They have lots of heavy water, but no potable water. So there we were, right down the street, and we didn't raise a finger to help the people of Iran. That was Bush's first mistake. He should have had two offensives. Or three, if you want to count Afghanistan. He had Afghanistan, he had Iraq, and he should have had an offensive, a psychological offensive, against the mullahs of Iran. And I guarantee you, if he had started, when he started his invasion of Iraq, on the enlightenment of the Iranian people, he could have been, he could be taking credit for three victories. One in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, and one in Iran, done by the Iranian people, because they're fed up. So I dedicate this show. I think the girl's name was Neda or Nada, and she was shot by the Baji, the Iranian secret police. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but when the Iranian police arrest you, they don't put you in the back seat of the car, they put you in the trunk. So you can imagine the kind of treatment you get when nobody's looking. You think about that, and be glad you live where you live, and you should be working on making the Iranians free.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
this. Can't touch this.
I was in Kuwait in 1993, and at night, all the Kuwaitis would go down to the beach, and there would be dhows on the beach from Iran, and the Iranians would spread blankets out and rugs out on the beach itself, and they would have all their wares that they wanted to sell the Kuwaitis. And the Kuwaitis had everything taken from them by Saddam and the Iraqis. So they were in the market to buy things. It was sad, however, to watch and see the poverty of the Iranians versus the richness of the Kuwaitis, and to see Kuwaitis haggling for the last dollar that an Iranian had in goods to sell. And I admired the Iranian people. I saw the poverty. I saw the hard work in lined in their faces and in their hands. And I said to myself, it's not right, because Iran is rich with oil, and the poorest Iranian could be as rich as the poorest Kuwaiti. But sadly, their government is taking all of their natural assets and converting it to euros and buying weapons of war, nuclear weapons, and they're giving the wealth of the nation to the Germans, to the British, to the French, to the Russians, to the Chinese. And all they're going to get in return is a little symbol that looks like a propeller that says nuclear. And that's all they're going to have to show for their natural resources. It's terrible. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And the way they treat women is 7th century. God created woman to be loved and admired. And these people put them in shower curtains and beat them for wearing lipstick and hang them off the back of tow trucks if somebody accuses them of adultery. And the woman cannot defend herself. She needs at least 2 witnesses to prove her innocence against the charges that a man brings. That is ridiculous. It's absolute. That is 7th century. I mean, this is Islam before the Mongol invasion. It is terrible. And people are treated like dogs. Dogs are treated better. Every time I see these mullahs and Ahmadinejad racing to get nukes, I'm reminded of the old American westerns where the Indians are being sold single-shot rifles while the military has Gatling guns. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to have a nuke, and you're going to have a big parade, and everybody's going to show the nuke off, and everybody's going to say, look, we're now a superpower. You're not a superpower. The people that can crush you have nukes that could wipe out every city in Iran. You are tempting fate. You do not need this. Take a lesson from the Japanese. Learn from the Japanese. The Japanese swore no nukes after World War II, after they received 2. And look how successful the nation has been to today. Learn from the Japanese. There is more than one way to skin the cat. To develop a great nation would be to take the best of the Iranian culture and the best of the Western culture. Skip the drugs. Get rid of the drugs. Don't let them come near you. Get rid of the decadence. Get rid of the divorce rate. Get rid of the infidelity. Do not be a pig in a blanket. But capture the best of the West and add it to the best that Iranian culture has. And you would have a country far superior to any country in the world. I played you a couple of tunes. They are not my kind of music, but it is a big hit in the USA. And sadly, it's degrading towards women. And to men also. This is what everybody likes, so I just gave you those two tunes. I tried to clean them up. But I will give you my kind of music. I like music of love. I like Amro Diab. I think he has some fantastic tunes. I like Shawatna, Alhamdulillah, Asalama. We don't see any Iranian tunes. We don't know who the Amro Diab of Persia is. I'm sure he's out there somewhere. He's probably hiding in a basement waiting for the Baji truck to go by. But let me give you a couple of tunes that I like, and I hope you like them too. So stand by. When you hear this tune, this is a Nat King Cole tune, and it's a foreboding tune. It is called Let's Face the Music and Dance. In other words, there is a saying in America, and I'm sure you have one in Persian, that says, you dance, now you must pay the fiddler. Which means that be careful of what you do, because you will have to pay for it. If you let the mullahs take over your life, you will have to give up something that you don't want to give up. It's supposed to be a government for the people, by the people, not the government doing to the people. So when you hear this Nat King Cole tune, his song is Let's Face the Music and Dance. But you listen to the break between verses that he sings, and listen to the sound of the band, how powerful and complete the band sounds. It really it sweeps you off your feet. Let me add one thing before we go into the tune. When it was apparent after 9/11 that we were going to Afghanistan, and seeing the way that the Taliban treated Afghan women, I said, we do not have to send special forces and green berets and shock troops with heavy weapons. All we have to do is send the green berets with boxes of candy and flowers, and woo the women, and take all the women away, and then we could leave them to self-destruct. So here we go.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Thank you. about the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Can you imagine the money that could be made in the tourist trade alone if Iran was open for tourism, with all the ancient cities and works of art that you have? And all you'd have to do would be throw out the welcome a Persian rug. An island like, which one is it, Kish or Keshem, would be a resort. It could be like the Monte Carlo of the Persian Gulf. I'm going to give you another tune, and this one is a tune with a sigh in it. It's about people who are looking for love and cannot find it.
Thank you. coast of California to the shores of the Delaware Bay. You can bet your life I did till I got back in the USA.
Alone, so she'll know high.